You're listening to the Lawyer Brit podcast. I started my law firm at just 28 years old, and a year later, the firm profited $1.78 million. In this podcast, I teach lawyers how to strategically launch and grow their law firms into multi-million dollar empires. Welcome to another episode of the Lawyer Brit podcast. I'm your host, Lawyer Brit, and today's episode is all about my million-dollar morning routine. And I know you're here because you want steps. You want the secret sauce. You want the checklist to success. But instead, I'm going to refer you to my last podcast episode, What You Need to Do to Be Successful. Before you continue listening to this episode, pause, go back and listen to that episode first. Why? Because in that episode, I share my decision-making process for the actions that I know to take to be successful in my life, in what I want my life to look like, and what I want my business to look like. So if you haven't already listened to that episode, pause now, go listen to that episode, and then you can come back here and learn about what my million-dollar morning routine looks like. And before I begin with my million-dollar morning routine, I want to tell you that I have created a free resource for you called the CEO Training Bundle. This bundle is for new and aspiring CEOs who want to start or continue growing their business into a multiple six and into multiple seven figure company. Head over to lawyerbrit.co/bundle to download this training bundle for free. Now back to my morning routine. And I say routine lightly because this isn't like rigid and required. Like I don't get up and I'm like, okay, here are the things I need to do. And I'm like checking off a checklist. I have lists of things that I need to remember to do. Like I have a running note in my phone of everything I want to do today, everything that I want to accomplish in this next few months, everything that's kind of like pending that I'm working on, just so I don't forget anything. Because as a CEO, there's a lot going on. I don't want anything to slip through the cracks. But I also don't overwhelm myself with like a ton of shit to do every single day. Just using a checklist of like, if I do these five things, then I'm going to get an A+. Like that's not how real life works. No, not at all. It's more about making sure that your actions are pushing you towards your goals, right? So I don't have a routine like rigid required, this is what I do. It's a routine like a natural habit because it's what I enjoy doing. These are things that I, again, referring you to that past podcast episode, what you need to do to be successful. These are things that over time I've realized that I enjoy and that I need to do for me in order for me to be successful over time. What I would also encourage you do is to ask yourself, what do I need today? Like mentally, physically, emotionally, what do I need? And then I would encourage you to give that thing to yourself. Make time for the things that you need. And as I continue on this morning routine, that will make more sense. So my mornings. Contrary to what a lot of gurus will tell you about waking up at 5 a.m. and whatever, whatever, and that does work for some people. I have very good friends who wake up super early before their kids and they get things done, and that's fantastic for them. I don't even set an alarm in the morning to wake up. Why? It is not my favorite way to start my day. It doesn't give me energy. It just almost startles me. Like, I think the only time I really set an alarm is when I have a flight to catch in the morning, and I've like recently instituted a rule where I don't take early morning flights unless it's absolutely necessary anyway. And so I don't set an alarm. I really don't. I try to wake up naturally. That just helps my body. And the way that my bedroom is set up, like I have one window that's slightly open and like some light comes in that way anyway. So like sometimes I wake up at 7, sometimes I wake up at 8:30. It really depends. I'm not like sleeping until 10, of course not. But I'm also not waking up at 6 a.m. That's just not how I like to start myself, right? I try not to scroll. So when I wake up, I try not to scroll, but inevitably I'll have notifications and I'll look at a couple things. But then I try to put my phone down and continue on with my slower morning. I do coffee at home. You've probably seen on my Instagram stories that I have a Lily Bianca espresso machine that I'm absolutely obsessed with. And we make lattes every morning. And I try to sit in either my living room, if it's not nice outside, but if it's like actually cooler, I'll sit outside, preferably on the back patio, and I'll have my coffee. And I enjoy having this time so much because it just gives my body a minute to like adjust and start thinking about things before I go immediately into action. And I talk about this in the last episode as well, is oftentimes people who are ambitious and have big goals, they want to do. They like can't sit still. They feel like if I'm not doing, I'm not being productive, I'm never going to be successful. I have found the opposite. What I've discovered is that the more I let myself relax and unwind and kind of play, like do things that are just for fun, the more my brain works. And that sounds stupid now that I'm saying it out loud, but it really does help my brain to process things more and come up with better ideas for situations and challenges and problems and improvements. And so I like having that time of just being still. Of course, sometimes I scroll, sometimes I'll read a book or journal or something, but I try not to just be actively doing something. So I get up, my body's ready to adjust to the day, and I have my coffee, hopefully on the patio, and it's still nice. And I have that time kind of for myself. Obviously, I'm with my fiance as well, but it's really like time for me and for my brain to like adjust to waking up. And then I do a morning walk with my fiance. And this is absolutely like non-negotiable. We do this like every single day. I think the only times we miss this is if it's something scheduled really early or if there's an issue or something happened, whatever. It's very rare that we miss a morning walk. And it's not super long. Sometimes we'll make it long, right? Depends on the day. Again, back to like asking myself, like, what do I need today? Most of the time, these morning walks are 20 minutes, right? Walk around the neighborhood, get our bodies moving. If I feel like I don't want to go back home and start working yet, like I still need some outdoor time, I still need some exercise, whatever I think I need, I'll say like, let's do a bit of a longer walk today. Maybe we'll make it 40 minutes, sometimes an hour. But again, I'm asking myself, I'm like checking in with myself, what do I need this morning? And we don't bring our phones on these morning walks. I very much cherish these morning walks. We started doing them during COVID when we were just trying to get out of the house because we were just like got cabin fever like everyone else. But then we realized that waking up and immediately having that moment with coffee and then going on this morning walk, it's so helpful to get our blood flowing for brain performance, just to be able to do the high level work that we do and make these big level decisions in our businesses. It's so helpful to get up, go on a morning walk. Very much I'm impressed with the people who can get up and go on a morning jog or even a run. I'm more of a morning walk person. And it makes me feel so much better. Number one, having been outside. Number two, getting blood flowing. Number three, connecting with my fiance. I really enjoy getting up and getting out every single day instead of just waking up and going straight into work. Now, you may think that I called this podcast episode my $1 million morning routine because this is my morning routine and I run a multi-million-dollar law firm. And while that all is true, the source for this $1 million morning really came from this morning walk, which Jason and I have dubbed the $1 million morning walk. And I'll tell you the reason why. This ties back into everything I'm telling you in this podcast episode. So we started doing these walks during COVID and we would talk over business. Primarily, like that was like the number one thing. Why? Because it was COVID. There's nothing else going on. He had started his business recently. I had just started my business in the middle of COVID, October 2020. And we would go on these walks and we would discuss ideas. We would say, hey, what do you think about this? Say, I'm having this challenge. Hearing the other person's perspective or even just talking about it out loud was so helpful to determine the right way forward, determine what I wanted to do to reach my success, determine what my real goals were and what I wanted, right? And that led very much in part to my success in my business. And so I very much encourage you to find your version of the $1 million morning walk, whatever that looks like. If you want to get up and go to yoga in the morning, fantastic. If you like to get up and read your book, great. Do what you need to do to make you ready to go make those decisions and kick ass in business and reach your goals however you want to do it. That's what's most important. That's why I'm saying this isn't like a rigid required checklist routine. This is like natural habit of what I need to help me become the person I need to be to reach my goals. And that's why it's my $1 million morning routine. As you learned in my previous podcast episode, what you need to do to be successful, that first starts with knowing what we want. So all of this morning routine, everything that I give to myself when I ask myself, what do I need today? I have that vision in mind of what I want my life and my business to look like. So that's really the foundation of where it starts. And again, if you haven't listened to that podcast episode, you better go listen to it after this, because that is how I actually make the decisions on what I need to do for me to reach my goals. And that's really, that's the whole point of this, right? If you don't know what you want, what you're working towards truly, then no routine, no matter how $1 million it is going to get you there. That's the facts. So after my $1 million morning walk, I have breakfast. I love cooking at home, which is hilarious because a year from this podcast episode, all I could cook was an egg, which I realize is breakfast food. But I went to Japan in March of 2023 and I came back and I was like, this is fun. I'm going to try to make food. I'm going to try to cook. And I found a real passion in that. And so again, I'm thinking about what I need to do for me. What's going to make me feel best in the morning is not setting that alarm, having my coffee and journaling or reading, going on that morning walk, getting my blood flowing, discussing business with Jason, making breakfast, like physically creating something. It's very satisfying actually to create a dish. And I try to get creative with it, right? Like I'm not just doing like a fried egg. Like I'll do like tostadas or shakshuka or something that's feels a little more fulfilling most of the time. Sometimes we're in a rush. And then I'll shower, get ready. And then I sit down and I'm like ready to go. There are no distractions. There's no like, oh, I've got to get up a minute and shower, or I haven't had breakfast yet, or whatever's going on. Like I already did all the things for me to be ready to sit down and put in a few hours of focused, uninterrupted work, talking to my team, creating things, reviewing plans, looking at the data from my firm, whatever it is that I know I need to do, I've already done everything for me. See, I am the CEO of my company. I am the driving force. I am the leader. Yes, I have a team of people, but really I'm there to make sure that the team is functioning, that we are all supported and able to serve the clients. But you can't fill someone's cup when your cup is empty. And that's really what I'm trying to get at with this $1 million morning routine, and starting by asking yourself, what do I need today? What do I need this morning? Is it's very difficult to pour from your cup when there's not enough in your cup. So as the CEO, as the leader of a team, it's important that you fill your cup first, and then you can overflow from that cup into the cups of your team and your clients and in your personal life with your relationships and your family and your friends. Because you cannot give what you do not have. It's very difficult to support people when you don't feel supported. It's challenging to care for people when you don't feel loved. And it's also difficult to lead people when you don't feel clear. And that's why I start my days asking, what do I need today? What do I need this morning? And why I very much focus on me for my $1 million morning routine. Now, I realize that this looks different for people with kids and with corporate jobs. I very much realize that a lot of you need to set alarms, or maybe your kids are your alarm. Many of you can't do morning walks. Maybe you can do afternoon walks. Maybe you can do evening walks. So this isn't just about getting up in the morning. This is more so about making sure that you are filling your own cup throughout the day, every single week, and that you're asking for what you want. You can still decide how this goes for you, even if you have other commitments, even if you have kids, even if you have a job. You can still decide what your day looks like. You can always make a decision to make a change. You can always ask for what you want and what you need. And that is the core of the $1 million morning routine. This is not a rigid and required checklist. This is asking yourself truly, internally, what do I need today? How do I fill my cup so that I can fill everybody else's? I'm your host, Lawyer Britt, and I hope you enjoyed this episode.